I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize all self-care. And we like spooky things, but like,
yeah.
Hashtag self-care.
Self-care yourself is our motto.
Yeah, there's reasons for it. So Danae, what did you do this week for self-care? We really need self-care today. We had like a
bitch sesh right before this.
Yeah.
Not
at each other, like for each other.
No, like, yeah. Like
supportive bitch sesh.
Supportive.
It's like I should mention like what kind of bitch fest.
Yeah, we weren't bitching at each other. Yeah. We were just bitching about life and shit. So today after work, before you came over, I went to the gym and I had a little swim. Because I just needed to, like...
How was the swim? You were like, let me know when you're leaving. I'm going to go for a swim. I was like, fuck, okay, I'll take some of my time.
Yeah.
Because I wanted you to be able to, like, relax and stuff.
It was nice, like, because the jacuzzi wasn't working, there was, like, no one in there. Also, that gym has, like, a million and one just, like, teen boys. So, it was a little weird, because sometimes...
Did it smell gross?
When I passed them, yeah. But, like, it's weird because, like, some of them will just, like, sit in the pool area and just, like, be on their phone. And it's like, what are you doing? I don't know.
Gen Z, right?
Yeah. But the pool itself was fine because no one was in it. And I just, like, got a little kickboard. I didn't want to get my hair wet. So I just, like...
That's how I feel, too, because then you have to, like, shower. It smells like chlorine.
Yeah, right. And it's just... Yeah. So I just did a few, like...
And we weren't there to play mermaids, so...
Right, exactly. No one was there to, like, discuss what tail color they were and what powers they had. So I just, like, did a few laps for, like, 20 minutes and just enjoyed being in the water.
That honestly sounds really nice.
It was really nice. Yeah. I feel like the pool could have been a little colder, but that's fine.
Are you, like, overheated right now?
No, I just felt like it was kind of warm.
Oh.
And I was like...
I gotta say, that's I just wanted it to be... issue I've ever experienced. Well, like, I guess on a hot day.
Yeah, you know, when you, like, get in and it's, like that wow, refreshing cool. Yeah. It kind of was like...
Wow, I don't feel refreshed at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was refreshing, but it wasn't, like, could have been just a little colder.
It could have been better. Could have been better.
So it was nice. It was... I needed that. I just needed to, like, move and not... feel gravity.
Let your body move to the music. Go with the flow.
Yeah, sort of like that. What did you do?
Well, I've been... Keith's out of town. He'll be back by the time this airs, so I'll say it. But I showed you the pictures, but I, like, am painting our banister black and our fireplace. Excuse me, that was me coughing, not a dog barking. So basically, yeah, I just painted those black. My hands were covered in black paint. There's still some on my arms and my face. Like, I like the color black, obviously, but my God, it gets everywhere.
Yeah,
it looks messy. Splashed on the walls, yeah.
Well, and when it's, like, that thin consistency, too.
It's so thin because it's stained,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's,
so,
like, easier to, like, splatter.
Yeah, it was very splattery and it was a mess. And, you know, I'm doing it because Keith said, we can't get this done before Halloween. I'm like, watch me.
Oh, watch me.
Watch me. Yeah. So,
challenge
it's almost
accepted.
Done. Yeah, it's almost done. It's just like at one point I was like, I would have to lean over and it was wet. So I was like, I wasn't thinking.
Just wait for it to dry.
Yeah.
And then...
So I'm like, I'll finish it tomorrow.
Sure.
But that was in one night. I almost did the whole thing, so that was kind of impressive.
It looks really good.
Thank you. I'm excited to get it done and see how it really looks. Yeah. But I could just spot check it for the next week. Yeah. Because he won't be there, so I'll just, like, leave the tape up and then...
It looks very, like, polished and, like, more modern.
I think so, too. Because everything was wood, and it was, like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't, like, great. It just
like, upgraded it a lot, I think. It just makes it look a lot more...
Yeah, so he's going to come home and be like, oh, wow, would you look at that? So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, what are you going to tell me about tonight?
So, I'm going to tell you about the murder of Skylar Neese.
Why does that sound familiar?
You might.
Is this the girl that got murdered by her friends?
Yes.
Dude, I was reading about this.
Today?
I was trying to, like, find a story.
Today? Only today?
No, I was trying to find a story.
Oh, did you almost do this one?
I didn't almost do this one, but it was on one of those lists of, like, lesser known cases.
That's why I did it.
And I read it and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to know. I just, like, skimmed it. It was, like, a very brief overview.
Yeah.
But I remember reading that name and I was like, I'm sorry. What?
Well, yeah, because usually, like, we all make the joke of, I'm going to kill them, but you, like, don't. But they, you don't, like,
follow
did.
Through ever. Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me about this.
The biggest source I used was Dateline, and they had interviews with family members. So at that point, I'm like, that's the main source.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You actually, like, talk to family members, because usually I like to use a lot of sources and kind of compare. But again, like, this had the family talking and, like, friends and all that stuff. So I thought that was a really good source. And I, like, before we even started this podcast, my mom and I watched a, like, video about, like, I don't know, something about, and they compared it to the Heathers.
Okay.
And that was a really good source, too. And I really tried to find it because I was like, well, you know, this is before we even did the podcast, but it, like, made an impression on me. And that's why I was like, oh, my God, is it, like, the Heathers? So that's what I used. I mean, I don't really see the – I can see a small parallel, but, like, comparing it fully to the movie, it doesn't make sense.
No.
Okay. So Skylar Annette Neese was born February 10th, 1996. She was an Aquarius, and she was born to her parents, Dave and Mary Neese. So, her mom worked at a medical center. It wasn't... I'm not exactly sure what she did. I just know she, like, worked in the medical field. And her dad worked at Walmart. And they lived in Star City, West Virginia, which was, like, an essentially, like, a northern suburb area. So, not huge, not, like, tiny, but it was just your regular old run-of-the-mill, like, suburban area.
Okay.
And her parents said she was just... incredibly smart. Aww. She was reading and doing math and all those things, like, before she was even supposed to.
Oh, wow.
Which is really awesome.
Yeah.
And she was a really cute kid. They have all these home videos of her, like, hi, Dad. And you're like, oh, aww, why are you showing me this?
Whenever they show the home videos, it, like, gets me.
I don't want to feel feelings. Yeah. So, in an interview with her first friend that she met when she was 3, it was a girl named Morgan. Morgan was beautiful. I mean, so was Skylar, but, like, Morgan, in this interview, you can just tell she's, like, really genuine, too. Oh,
okay.
And she's just talking about her friend, and Morgan, you know, said the usual things. Like, she would light up a room, and she's, like, and she was hilarious. And she had these bright blue eyes that were just beautiful, and, like, in all the photos, they were really striking.
Oh, wow.
And that was, like, one thing she talked about. And she said she was really funny and just all around a good person. And, you know, like, if your oldest friend is saying that about you... like, that should say a lot because, like, you know, sometimes your oldest friend, you're like, we faded away. I don't really know what they're doing now. But she just spoke really highly of her.
Aww.
And her parents were interviewed, too. And they're like, yeah, we love Skylar. So the parents got along and they basically said the girls were sisters because neither of them had sisters. And they were like, we're going to be bridesmaids. Or, like, maid of honor in each other's weddings because we didn't have sisters, but we had each other. And I was like, stop it, Morgan.
Classic best friends.
Yeah. And they had big dreams. They were really good girls. Skylar wanted to be a criminal lawyer, like, her whole life, which, that's kind of badass.
That's
like,
so cool.
I wanted to be a princess, or I want to be this.
But, like, I want to be a princess.
A criminal lawyer, like...
dang. Yeah, that's, like, kind of... You don't hear that every day from
children. No, you really don't hear that every day from children.
Like, I want to be an astronaut. She's
wonder
like,
if mom and dad watch some, you know, some TC, some True Crime.
I'm all got what I want. Come here, Georgia.
And we have Georgia barking in the background.
Well, come here.
When the two girls got to high school, unfortunately, they did kind of fade apart a little bit, but I think that's, like, super normal. It's not super common, like, you stay... I mean, I have a friend that we've always kind of, like, stayed friends, but, like, you know, she...
Maybe not as close.
Yeah, she's doing her own thing. I actually have two of those, because I'm sure they're listening, like, which one are you talking about? So I have two of those, but, like, they still are, like, good friends. So... But they still had, like, love for each other. So it wasn't like they, like, were, like, we're fading apart. We're not friends anymore. They were, like, still friends. Just not super close. And Skylar got some new besties in the form of Sheila Eddy. And Skylar's parents knew Sheila pretty well because she had been friends with their daughter for years. And their other bestie was Rachel. And Rachel Schoaf was kind of, like, a newer student that just, like...
Okay, joined their little friend group.
And they called themselves the Three Musketeers, but what do we think about a group of three girls?
Well, someone always gets left out.
Yeah, so I'm always
In your younger years. Maybe not so much in your older years.
Not your older years.
But in, like, elementary and middle school,
yeah,
someone always got left out.
I just have to say three girls, because, like, that's typically what happened. After high school, people were able to grow up, and that didn't really happen. So they had a lot of videos of them online, you know, like girls do, just like videos of them like jumping on each other's backs, just, you know, the typical videos.
And I'm sorry, what year was this again?
This was 2012.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is like recent-ish.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, got it. Not like the 70s, because you're like, wait a minute. I know when you add that in phones, then you're like, okay, I'm sorry, what year is this?
Yeah.
But yeah, they would get in trouble, but not like, just regular things and... but they were...
Mischief.
Yeah, Skylar was a straight-A student, so it wasn't like she was doing anything that bad or that crazy.
Right.
So, during the summer between sophomore and junior year, 2012, Skylar was working at Wendy's, which was a job she really enjoyed. One night on July 5th, she had come home a little bit later, and her dad recalled her being very tired and saying, I love you, Mom, I love you, Dad, and then she headed to bed.
Okay.
And that was kind of normal for her because she had had a long day.
Sure.
But she was also like 16. So the next day her dad was going to meet her for lunch. And he thought it was a bit strange because when he came to the house, she wasn't there. And her mom wasn't super worried. She had assumed she had like gone to the pool or the mall, you know, like typical things high school girls do during the summer.
So like dad left work to come home for lunch and meet her?
I don't know if he was off or he just came home for lunch. He just said we were going to meet for lunch.
Oh, okay.
And she wasn't home. So I don't know if like he was like on a work lunch or...
Okay, at first I thought like the parents were divorced or something.
No,
okay.
No, they're still married.
Okay, got it.
And even to this day, they're still married. But he just said he was going to meet her for lunch. So
okay.
I'm not 100% sure if he was, like, doing a work lunch or something. Sure. Anyways, so he just thought it was strange. So he called Skylar. And when she didn't answer, he called her friends just to see if she was with them, you know.
Yeah.
And they were on good terms. Like, he was able to call Sheila and Rachel and just kind of be like, what's going on? Where are you?
Yeah.
Just seeing if she was with them. And I don't know, it just wasn't sitting right with him. Something just didn't feel right.
Uh-oh.
So he went outside to, I don't know if he was checking for a car or what he was checking for, but okay. He saw a bench right underneath her window.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
so she either, like, snuck out or...
Yeah, so, and it just kind of gave off the vibes to him that she had snuck out. And
yeah.
It was floor level, but, you know, you need a little boost. So at that point, he was actually pretty pissed and he started incessantly calling her like, hey, you're in trouble, which I would be pissed too. Like,
yeah.
Like, you didn't even try to hide it. Like, that's embarrassing.
Right. Do better.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't sneak out. Kids, don't sneak out. It's not worth it.
But what's weird is that why would you need to sneak out at lunch? You know,
like he didn't know the night before because he hadn't seen her since the night. So
okay, keep in mind, so he's thinking she's still gone from the night before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Well, he doesn't know. He saw her go to bed, and then he hasn't seen her again.
Right. So he's like, so he's assuming she went to bed and then snuck out.
Yes.
And still isn't back.
And at this point, he doesn't actually know what's happened. He just assumed she snuck out.
Okay, sorry, I'm slow.
No, you're fine. So Dave called Mary. Mary's the mother, and he was pretty pissed off about what was going on. And Mary told Dave that Skylar had work at 4, so she wasn't going to worry until then because she knew Skylar was always responsible and always would go to work. So okay. She's like, maybe she's, you know, because in 2012, yes, phones were important, but I still feel like you just kind of like threw them in your bag and you were like...
Yeah, I feel like you weren't as attached.
Yeah, nowadays...
Now it's always
in your hand. It'd be weird. Yeah, exactly. I have mine in my hand right now for notes. And she told Dave she was going to call Wendy's like 10 minutes after 4, you know, give her time to clock in and all that.
Make sure she's there.
Make sure she showed up for work. Sure. And before Mary even had the opportunity to call Wendy's, they called her asking if Skylar was going to come into work.
That's weird.
Yeah. So not long after that phone call, Mary...
So it was like 5 minutes and they're like, where are you? You need to clock in. You're going to get a write up.
Busy. The 4-4s are going out the door. So, not long after that phone call, Mary also received a call from Sheila telling her that they needed to tell her the truth, that they had snuck out the previous night. Just out of nowhere, was like, we have to be honest with you. What? How does Sheila know that they're looking for
her? And that's strange that Sheila's, like, calling her directly.
Yeah.
You know? Right? Like, that's weird.
I've never called my friend's mom.
And been like, I need to tell you the truth.
I have to be honest with you.
No, that's strange.
Like, okay. That's between them and Jesus, as far as I'm concerned. So Mary was confused, and Sheila went on to tell her that they had dropped Skylar off at, like, 2 or so blocks away, so her parents wouldn't hear her arriving home and sneaking back into her room. I mean, when I lived in an apartment, you could hear a car pull up, and you could hear somebody get out. So I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And it seems like they had already figured out that the bench outside of Skylar's room was to boost herself back into her room, but... Mary's initial thought was, oh my gosh, she must have gotten abducted between the time of Sheila dropping her off and her walking home. And Sheila said she had dropped her off at around midnight. Keep that in your mind.
Okay.
She said they had dropped her off around midnight.
Sure.
Okay.
But then where was she during the day? So yeah, mom's freaking out.
Yeah, so at that point she's like, fuck. Yeah, because they hadn't seen her. They saw her like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Oh God, that's so terrifying.
Exactly. And they immediately called the police. And at this point it had been nearly 24 hours.
Oh my God.
Since they had last seen her, you know, she came home.
Like, I don't panic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Like stomach dropping.
Seriously.
So luckily there were security videos and they were kind of grainy.
Sure.
My notes say granny.
They're so old.
But, yeah. And there was a video of Skylar walking up to a car and getting in willingly.
Oh, no.
And there was a female police officer that watched the video. And she said, you know, it makes sense that she would be a teenage runaway. There's a car there. She gets in willingly. And lather, rinse, repeat. That's a teenage runaway.
Yeah. Maybe it's her boyfriend. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that.
Yeah, which,
don't worry about it. She'll show back up. If you watch
the video, you can kind of see a little bit because she wasn't taken. She went like.
Right, she got in the car.
Of her own free will. So for this one instance out of the million other ones, I'm like, I get it a little
bit more. They literally have video evidence
of her willingly getting into a car on her own. Okay.
But that's still worrisome.
Absolutely, it's worrisome.
Like in the middle of the night, did they say what time that was on the video?
They do, and I'll get into that.
Okay.
So they go to Sheila, and just to clarify some information, Sheila again told them that she got home at around midnight, and that was the end of them sneaking out. But this car was outside her room and picking her up at 12:30.
Oh shit, okay. But 30 minutes for her to, like, get out of Sheila's car... And then just, like, loiter around and wait for another car?
That's what Mary thought. So, you're onto something.
Okay.
So, that was the end of them sneaking out at midnight. And then this car was outside Skylar's house at 12:30. So, yeah, that's what Mary said. So, you would think they have footage. It would be easy to figure out.
Right.
But you can't really tell anything about the car.
Oh, shit.
But, like, you can tell it's a compact car, but you can't really see the type of car and the license plate. And I'll make a point, too. But you can see what the car looks like. Again, I'll repeat it. You can't see the license plate. You can't see the make and model. But you see what the car looks like.
So you have a general idea of, it's like, it kind of looks like a...
Yeah.
So-and-so, whatever. So
keep that in your mind, too. That, okay. Like... Yes, you don't see the make and model. Yes, you don't see the license plate, but
you can kind of... But you know what a car looks like.
Exactly, but you can kind of tell... Anyways, and you'll see why I say that.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's no discernible features about the car, rather than just your average compact car, but again...
And they obviously can't see, because it's so grainy, who's driving, right?
Exactly, too. Well, okay. Yeah, you can't see anything about who's driving. Because what you see is you see the back of the car... The car's parked, and you see the back of the car, and then you just see Skylar go to the side door and climb in.
Okay, okay.
So, it's not even, like, the driver's facing.
Okay.
So, Skylar's mom had a theory that she had gone on a joyride with Sheila and Rachel, and they dropped her off, and she walked back home, and then another person called her at 12:30, and then she went out with that person. Exactly what you said.
So, who would that be, though? Does she have a boyfriend?
And her parents...
Who else does she hang out with?
I'll get into it.
Okay. I'm like thinking, I'm like, who would it be?
Who could it be?
When they are like the Three Musketeers, and it kind of sounds like that's like her main.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, she hung out with her friends. Oh, she's going out with like another person. Creepy. So they wanted an Amber Alert. But again, the officer was like, you know, she went willingly. So unfortunately, we really can't issue an Amber Alert. Okay. I know. I roll.
I just rolled my eyes really hard.
But, just keep that in the back of your mind. Everything I'm telling you, keep in your back pocket because it will circle around.
Well, because, like, even if it's not, like, specifically an Amber Alert, you can't, like...
You get eyes on the situation.
Yeah, like, have, like, a, I don't know, just, like, a warning or, like, a be on the lookout or something for a police officer. I don't know. Yeah. You couldn't have done something else, like, it... They're like, well, it's a technicality.
Just
like,
something.
I don't know. That just seems a little...
It comes full circle.
I would rather err on the side of being safe than sorry.
So, the next day, Sheila came over and spent a lot of time with Skylar's parents, telling them that, oh my gosh, we're going to find Skylar.
Oh my God.
And she and Mary sat on Skylar's bed and just cried about how much they missed her.
That's horrible.
Yeah, they were determined to bring her home. And, in fact, Mary and Sheila would walk around putting up posters for Skylar, and they actually end up, like, knocking on doors and saying, hey, have you seen this girl, like, in the area of where she was potentially dropped off? Because if they saw anything, it's good to ask.
Sure, yeah.
Which, if you ever went missing, or, like, anyone went missing, I would go full, like...
Oh, 100%.
Investigator.
Yeah.
Like, people would be like, oh, God, this is, like, her shit. So... Slowly, nothing popped up, and they were kind of starting to lose a little bit of hope that she was ever going to return. And I just can't even imagine being in that headspace.
Oh, God.
And the family held a candlelight vigil for Skylar, and Rachel and Sheila were there, and they were crying their eyes out.
Right?
And in the interview with Morgan, Skylar's childhood friend, that they weren't as close anymore.
Yeah, but they were still, like... Yeah. Friends.
She said it was just awful, and she watched a lot of this unfold on social media and on the news, and she was like at camp when this happened.
Oh, wow.
So she got back for the summer and was like, oh shit, my friend's missing. Oh my God. And it was like all over the news. So she's like, I found this out from the news. And I'm like, that's
scary.
Yeah. And the officer that was, there were two officers that were assigned to it, and they did a really good job of staying on top of it. And they were following tips because there were tips ranging from the city of New York and, you know, areas because people, you know, they had talked about it on the news. So people were calling in with tips and, but Colbank, who is the, one of the detectives, one of the police officers on the case, she noticed that Skylar hadn't been using her bank card or her cell phone, which was really strange.
Wait, she had?
Hadn't.
Oh, hadn't. Okay.
And, you know, she's like, well, I guess... And that's kind of where they were like, well, a teen runaway would be using their bank card. Yeah, they would crazy.
Need access to money.
And their phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So an interesting tip that came in was during the time of Skylar going missing, there was a bank robbery in this town called Blackville.
Okay.
And people had said that Skylar that night had gone to a party and potentially ran into the bank robbers. So that could have been what happened to her. There were talks about the bank robbers being at that party.
That makes, like, no sense. Like,
and then they talked about... They
were just like, we're bank robbers. We're taking you. What?
Well, they had to, like, do, like,
the... They had to blame a bad guy. Sucked.
Yeah.
There's some sort of bad guy, right?
There, like, has to be a bad guy.
That just sounds so, like, far-fetched to me. The monsters
around you, guys. So there were talks that somebody had overdosed, and the partygoers had hidden the body so they wouldn't get in trouble. But again, rumors of high school kids.
Sure, yeah.
Which is terrifying. And Skylar didn't do drugs. She was a straight-A student.
Yeah, and, like, what party is she going to without her, like, best friends?
Right? Yeah, exactly. So,
like, you get invited to a party, you bring your best friends.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in high school.
Totally.
So, fellow classmates said the hardest part of her missing was the first day of school. Aww. And because it felt like there was a dark cloud on it because she wasn't there, and a lot of kids were happy that they didn't have classes with her because they said hearing her name during roll call would have been horrible because it's like,
yeah,
she's not here, but she might be coming back.
Oh my God.
And, like, Morgan said that. And there didn't seem to be a dark cloud on Sheila Eddy and Rachel Schoefs.
Like, they were totally yay, normal first day.
Yeah, they were like, they were fine though. And Rachel got a part in the school play. She was doing just fine.
So, to the outside, it didn't seem like they were grieving.
Yeah, so, like, there was a dark cloud, and, like, people were being, like, sad, but, like, they were just like, first day of school, and it's like, your fucking best friend's missing.
Okay.
Did not feel some sort of way.
Sure.
So, the girls were becoming a little bit more reclusive, Rachel and Sheila, and they were just, like, only hanging out with each other. And there were whispers that they probably were covering for Sheila. Like, maybe she ran off with a boyfriend and they weren't talking because, you know, she's their friend. So they're gonna, you know, cover for their friend.
You mean cover for Skylar?
Cover for Skylar, yeah. Okay. She's missing, so maybe she ran off with a boy.
Okay, yeah.
Which would make sense, and I assume that would probably be what I would think
first. But, like, yeah. If they were like, I need to be honest, we snuck out. In that vein, wouldn't they also be like, we need to be honest, she ran off with a boy?
Well, but these
and
are...
And what boy is missing?
But she called the parents doing that, but kids at school were like, oh, she's covering for them. So it was, like, different. Okay. So she called the parents. So, I mean, obviously, the two aren't linked.
And, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's the boy, you know?
And she ran off with. There's a man.
It's just some random person that no one knows about. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's why they think they're hiding something. Because they're like, obviously she went and she's going to tell you.
And that's
why
they're not worried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they just didn't have a lot to say. And, like, one classmate, he was like, you guys just need to say something. Just anything to help the investigators. And they're like, there's nothing to talk about. And it's like, I'm sorry.
There's nothing to talk about. They're like, she's just missing.
But they were split. A lot of people were like, they know something, they're covering for Tyler. And then other people were like, they're covering for someone else. They're just, like, the kids were split. They're like, they're either covering for
Skylar or they're covering for, like, the party that supposedly happened.
Exactly. So,
maybe she did overdose.
So they thought they were being weirdly quiet for such outgoing individuals.
Sure.
So things got a bit more heated though when the FBI showed up and started interviewing kids, and a lot of the FBI's interviews were, like, on Sheila and Rachel, and you know, that turns up the heat when the FBI's involved. And you know, and Sheila was constantly going over to hang out with Mary and Dave, Skylar's parents, to, like, help them grieve and stuff like that. And they did say, like, during the interview, they're like, did you find a lot of relief in, like, Sheila being there? And they were like, yeah, that's Skylar's best friend.
Yeah, like grieving together.
Yeah, like, and, like, she's helping us find her. That Dave, Skylar's dad, contacted the FBI and was like, she's going through a lot. Stop interviewing her. She has nothing to do with this.
Oh, shit. So he even, like, stuck up for
her. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Why did the other girl... I'm sorry, what was her name again?
Rachel. There's Rachel and Sheila. Yeah.
Why did Rachel not go over there?
I don't think Skylar and... Like, they were the group of besties, But, and I'll get into this a little bit.
Oh, wait, Rachel was the newer student, right? Yeah, so Sheila knew the parents from,
They were best friends, but I think,
she'd known the family longer.
Yeah, I think Sheila and Skylar were friends, but, like, Sheila and Rachel were friends, so they all ended up saying they were besties, but, okay. And I don't really know, but sure. That's the vibe I got.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was like, leave Sheila alone. She had nothing to do with it. She's going through a lot.
Oh, my God.
And, the crazy thing is that their stories never changed.
Okay, well,
they always picked up, like, the one of the investigators said it felt like a recording. And in the interview, Sheila was very straightforward and would tell them the information they needed. Rachel was a bit more distracted. Like, if she had a pen, she would, like, look down and just kind of, like,
okay,
mess around with the pen. Sure. So, and again, as every podcast will tell you this, everyone grieves differently, so that doesn't mean anything, but a lot of officers, the questions they're asking you, they don't care about your answer as much as, like, a lot of it's in the way you deliver it.
And your consistency.
Your consistency, yeah. So, yeah, they do listen to it, but a lot of it is, like, if they interview you a lot of it's body language, too.
Sure. And, like, who wouldn't be
nervous? And a big thing is, too, is,
like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Even if you are innocent, like, I couldn't imagine, like, going to the detective's office or, like, the interrogation room and, like, not being nervous, because, like,
I would be so nervous. Are you kidding me? I'd be so nervous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, you know, talking to the FBI. You're talking to the fucking FBI. And it's a stressful,
like, situation. Like, your friend is missing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's, a lot of emotions going around. So the more investigators, like, and investigations carried on, they realized that the girls were lying, because at one point, the girls said they were headed east, and at a gas station, they turned west. They were on film, like, going to a gas station, and they, like, the way they said they were going, they didn't turn that way.
Okay.
Out of the gas station.
So they ended up catching them in a minor detail that, okay.
Yeah. And they asked the girls if they had ever been to this place called Blacksville, which, if you remember, that's where the bank robbery happened.
Yeah.
And the girls were like, no, we didn't go there. And then Rachel's phone pinged off the towers, so they were like, you did go there.
Oh.
And that's immediately when Skylar's parents were like, oh, fuck these bitches, they're lying. They
know something, that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because if they lied about that, like, what other stuff are they lying
exactly
about? And, you know, and investigators were so, like, high strung on talking to these girls, they're like, oh shit, they're lying about stuff. So that's immediately when Skylar's parents changed, and they were like, okay, we'll tell them what you know. And they just asked the girls to talk and realized they were, like, lying, and Mary would, like, post things like, karma's gonna get ya, and, like, shit on Facebook. Like, just to, like, put the heat on the girls. And later, Rachel admitted that they had gone to Blacksville, and that's where Skylar wanted them to drop her off. And
what? So now they're thinking maybe the bank robber thing is legit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next day, Sheila's story changed to, yep,
we went to Blacksville. Oh, so now they're cracking under pressure.
Yep. Under pressure. Dun, 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 dun. So, very recently at school, though, kids started noticing that Rachel's attitude was very erratic.
Uh-oh.
And she was acting upset about stuff. And obviously, something was going on. And police received a phone call on December 28th. And you could hear Rachel screaming in the background. And Rachel's mom was calling because she was acting insane.
Oh, shit.
She was hitting them. She was screaming. She was running through the neighborhood. She, like,
oh my God,
was just acting erratic. And this wasn't how she acted. And her mom's like, she's acting crazy.
What the fuck?
She's like, I'm dealing with a 16-year-old who's acting crazy.
Oh, wow.
And she was just screaming and not making any sense, and she was sent to a mental health facility.
Uh-oh.
Because clearly she was having a mentee bee.
A little mentee bee.
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, and they were like, what is going on with you?
Whoa.
So she was asked to And she was asked to talk to police officers again, and she surprised them by wanting to talk to them with her lawyer present.
Uh-oh. That means they're going to get some good info.
Yeah, they're going to get that good. So when police officers arrived, she had a very red face, and she had a wastebasket like she was going to throw up. Like, one of the investigators, he said she was, like, clutching the wastebasket. Like, she could throw up at any time.
Oh.
And police officers were like, so what happened? Did she overdose? And Rachel just quietly was like, no, we stabbed her. They had been planning this for months. They had been talking about this. They would talk about it to other people. Like,
what?
One girl, I think her name was Jasmine, was like, oh, yeah, they'd talk about, like, if Skylar died, they'd be stoked. Like,
what? Just don't be friends with her.
Like, thank you. The voice of reason did it. Right?
We're gonna kill her so we don't have to be friends with her.
But they were acting like they were, like, best friends to her face.
Dude, that's so weird.
But they were, like, the, like, passive-aggressive, like...
mean girls.
Like, Facebook statuses and Twitter stuff. So they were basically just being, like, nice to her face and, like, rude behind her back.
And then planning her murder behind her back? Yeah. Like, dude.
Wait, do you not do that?
Like...
Yeah, it's...
Literally, don't be her friend.
Stop talking to her.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, she's 16.
She might be a little sad, a little hurt.
Yeah, but she won't be murdered. But she'll still be, like, living her life.
What the hell?
She would be, like, 27.
What was her reason? Or their reason? They just...
We'll get to
it. Like, why didn't they like her?
We'll get to it. So in the back of Sheila's car, they had put a shovel. And this is just Rachel's telling them. They had gotten a shovel, new clothes, clean clothes, and cleaning supplies. So if you haven't picked up on it at this point,
murder.
They obviously had been lying about dropping Skylar off at midnight.
I'm sorry, they didn't search these girls' cars. Like, that was one of the last places that Skylar was.
Hold on to that.
Okay.
There's a lot that you're figuring out that I'm like, stop it,
Jimmy. Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So hold on to that. So they, at this point, they didn't pick her up. They didn't drop her off at midnight.
Okay.
And they were the car picking her up at 12:30.
So she was leaving at 12:30.
Yeah.
She was never gone before then.
Yeah. So she didn't, like, loiter around and then leave at 12:30.
Oh, okay.
Like, the girls had tried to. And here's the thing. I told you it was grainy footage. You couldn't really tell what the car is. But fucking Sheila's car looked exactly like that.
So they weren't
that's
like...
That's why I told you. That's why I didn't want to bury the lead.
Okay.
And that's why I'm like, yeah, you couldn't see it. But
like,
that
was for example,
fucking...
like a Honda Accord. We know what that looks like.
It was like a Toyota a Toyota Corolla.
Okay, yeah. So we all know what that looks
so
like.
So that's what drove me fucking crazy is I was like... Like, I'm
they
watching
didn't
the
put
video.
That together?
Yeah, I'm watching the video, and I'm like, what? Okay. Like, yes, you don't know for sure what car it is. You don't know for sure the license plate. But I was like, are you fucking crazy? That is her car, because they show a video of her car, and I'm like, how did they not put two and two together? That's why I said, hold on to, like, what I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Yes, you couldn't see the car, but it's fucking Sheila's car.
And they're just taking her word for it that, like, we dropped her off, and then some other... Toyota Corolla picked
that
her up.
Exactly the same make and model of my car and looks exactly the same. Like, that's why I'm like, hold on to this. Is why I'm like, hold on to this. Know that they said midnight. So they picked her up at 12:30. It was her fucking car. Like, I was watching that and I was like, scream at the TV and I'm like, maybe I should be a police officer because I would have fucking like figured this out. Anyways, but yeah, they could have figured out sooner than that. And obviously, you don't want to think the worst of her best friends, but, like, fucking A.
But also, explore the options.
Yeah, exactly. And that made me, like, so mad. Like, I was screaming at the TV like a crazy person. So, they drove an hour out of town and wanted to find a place where they could chat, I guess. And Skylar was walking back to the car. Rachel said on the count of three, or Sheila. They said Rachel, but...
Who knows?
Who knows, yeah. And while Skylar was walking back to the car, they're like, on the count of three, one, two, three, Sheila and Rachel attacked Skylar. They stabbed her from behind, and if you ask me, that's symbolic of their friendship, because they stabbed her in the back.
Yeah.
While she
and they
turned
both had
around.
Knives, they were just, like, fully ready to...
Yep.
Dude, that's so scary. To be ambushed by your friends.
Yeah.
You have literally no idea. Literally,
we stabbed you in the back. I'm like, wow, how fucking symbolic of your friendship.
Yeah.
You, yeah. So, in Skylar's last words were why.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So, the girls covered Skylar's body with dirt and branches, and they left their bloody clothes and probably changed into the new clothes. And, Rachel said they decided to do it then because she wanted to do it before church camp.
Girl. Before church camp? Like, your sins are gonna be absolved?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of church
it was. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So I'm like, before camp, and then they're like, church camp. I'm like, no fucking way.
Oh, wow.
So they wanted to do it before Rachel went to church camp.
Oh, my God. That is, like...
Why such a strict timeline? And this is, like, the day after the 4th of July, keep in mind, too.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So, one of the officers asked them why they did it, and the answer was that, we don't like her. And he said, what do you mean? And she said, we don't like her.
And yeah, that was the part I read, where I was like...
You were her best fucking friend.
Yeah. You didn't like her? Just stop being her friend. Yeah. Like, I just don't understand, like, the logic behind it. Like, what are you thinking?
And that's what everyone said. It's fine that you don't like her. That's life. That's what happens. Stop hanging out with her.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to come up with this weird, elaborate plan.
Yeah, it's so fucking easy to just, like, it costs exactly $0 to just not...
Not be someone's friend.
Yeah.
What?
So, Rachel took them to the spot where this happened, and they were able to find Skylar's body pretty easily. It was like near the Pennsylvania border. I mean, for us, if you go over state lines, you went a far distance, but like in West Virginia,
yeah,
you can go. Yeah, because it's like state lines, and I'm like, well, we're like in the middle of the state.
Yeah.
So for us, it's like, wow, you had to go beyond state lines.
Wow.
So police decided to keep the confession a secret to the point where they didn't even tell Skylar's parents.
That's kind of messed up.
Well.
But I mean, well, I guess they're protecting information, right? Because it was Rachel that told the story.
So I said that's fucked up.
They kind of were like trusting of Sheila.
That's what, but they didn't want them to warn Sheila or talk to Sheila.
Okay,
so
got it.
As much as it's like that is fucked up, they kind of had to keep that in their back pocket. So yeah,
strategy.
I was like, ooh, that's fucked up. And I'm like, but it's not.
Yeah.
Once you find out like the reasoning why. But they did, they probably did it so they could use it against Sheila.
Right. They don't want her them to like confront Sheila and then
they
like,
did
fuck it
tell
up.
The nieces that they found the remains of Skylar though. So
okay.
That part,
okay, good.
Was that the one you were really like, that's fucked up?
Yeah, that's why I was kinda like,
yeah, they didn't test it yet too, so they wanted to make sure it was
sure.
Her. So but
okay,
like,
that's fair.
They didn't tell them about like the confession that Rachel said. So that part, but they did, but they wanted to make sure it was Skylar's remains.
Okay, fair enough.
So her dad said that was, like, so matter-of-factly. He's like, that was a bad day. I'm like...
I'm sure. Probably the worst day of your entire fucking
life. Yeah, because,
life.
Like, even when you have an answer, you don't want that to be the answer. You want the answer
you're
to...
still hoping and praying that...
You're hoping, like, it's,
that
like,
she's just, like, run off somewhere and she's fine and she'll just come back and it'll be a whole big misunderstanding.
Yeah, and that's what... And we're... Just come home. We love you. Like,
yeah.
But it wasn't.
And she was their only child, right?
You know, I think so.
They
said she was their only daughter, so I don't... And I know I should be more... But they didn't, like, interview any siblings.
Okay. That's so sad.
But yeah, her dad was like, it was a bad day. And cops were asked why they didn't arrest Rachel right away, and the cops said that Rachel had lied so many times. How do we know she's not lying this time? And I'm like, okay. Okay. And then the cops asked Rachel to invite Sheila over. I think they were using her at this point, which...
Okay, they're using her to kind of...
Yeah. So cops asked Rachel to invite Sheila over and see if she'd get her talking to incriminate herself. And Sheila had no idea what was going on. In fact, she took a picture with her and Rachel. And in the picture, she's like, get to see my Rach, like, Facebook status.
Oh, God.
And, like, you can just tell, like, Sheila's like... And then Rachel's in the background. Like,
she's, like, uncomfortable. Like,
you can tell she's so uncomfortable in it.
Definitely not wearing a wire.
I'll try to remember to post that one. Okay. But, yeah, you can just tell Rachel is so uncomfortable. And she didn't want to be taking the picture. And cops were able to get a warrant to search Sheila's car and her home. And strangely enough, kitchen knives. And they got the remains tested to make sure it was actually Skylar. And it came back as Skylar. Sorry, I forgot I put that in the notes. Like, but I was like, well, you need to know. Anyway. So Sheila was still trying to play innocent. Like, she had nothing to do with any of this. Girl. And when news got back that the remains were Skylar's, like, all the students were so upset at the school. And Sheila was, like, trying to play the victim. Like, love you forever, Skylar. Best friends forever.
We were best friends. That's so disgusting. Like, you are such a liar.
Then they found DNA that belonged to Skylar and in Sheila's car. So cops were finally able to move in on her. And
I mean, that's also kind of like, well, like, we know it's Sheila. But also, like, if that's your best friend, of course, your DNA is going to be in her car. Like, duh.
Sure, but, like, blood and stuff.
Oh, it was blood. Okay,
and
got it.
Anyways, just, like, stuff incriminating. They didn't really get to it. But one thing that was super fucked up. Okay, so they counted to three right before they did it.
Uh-huh.
So one of her statuses was, we really went to three. We really counted till three. Or we went on three.
What? She's like, that was it? That was just her status?
Yeah.
Teenagers are so stupid, dude.
Like, you're asking to be arrested.
Let me just post this on Facebook.
Yeah, you, like, dumb. What the fuck? It was so weird. You were, like, asking for it.
Wow.
So on May 1st, 2013, nearly a year after Skylar was murdered, Rachel was able to do a plea deal for helping cops with the investigation, which she did. She led them to the body, they found the remains,
okay,
all that, and she was able to, she pled guilty to second degree murder, and she was sentenced to 30 years, and she'll be eligible for parole in 10 years.
Dang.
And after, like, the stuff with Rachel, they immediately went to go to Sheila's house to arrest her, and she was arrested at the local Cracker Barrel. I'm sorry, that part made me laugh.
Cracker Barrel?
And she was like, is everything going to be okay, mommy? And her mom's like, I don't
probably
know.
Probably not. Props not.
I don't know, Sheila. And
finish your mashed potatoes.
Yeah. She was like, it was in the parking lot. They waited till she came out. So she was able to finish dinner.
Okay. She was full.
Yeah. And she was charged with first degree murder. She pled guilty. And since she was a minor, she'll be eligible for parole in 15 years.
Dang.
And this happened in 2012, so that's like 4 years from now.
I like, that's such a big chunk of your life, like, formative years, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you'll never and be, they, this sounds really fucking weird because they murder someone, you'll never be normal. Like, you already murdered someone, but, like, when you go to jail during your formative,
like,
years,
how are you gonna live your life when you get out?
Yeah, like, what job are you gonna do?
Yeah,
so it's not like they actually fucked up you and took Skylar's lives and they ruined their lives. Like,
wow.
Was it worth it?
Over you didn't something like her? So stupid. We didn't like her. Okay, what?
But it's just, it gets, like, a little bit deeper so than stupid. That. Because the assumption comes from this. So,
oh, God.
And there's, you know, they dug into the social media posts and there's, like, statuses from, they're like, how close were they really to Skylar at the end? Because their statuses were, they're like, I'll never trust you. I can't believe you did that. Like, stuff like that.
So, oh my, like, God. Just, like, guys, the vague posts where it's like, what are you even talking about?
I go through my Facebook,
like,
every
song
day.
Lyrics that are like emo, and you're just like,
I go through my memories and I just, like, I think I'm almost cleared out, but I, like, got rid of all the statuses from, like,
oh God.
Worst day ever. I'm like, bitch, shut up. You didn't pay bills.
Right.
Just
a cryptic, like, message where it's like, only the one person who it's, like, aimed at will get it, but they probably didn't even see it.
So they didn't like her, sure, but also there was a sexual relationship going on between Rachel and Sheila, and Skylar knew about it, and a lot of people assumed that they were afraid she was, like, they were having
a sleepover
party. That's
a little bit more of a motive.
Yeah, and she, like, those two started making out and stuff like that, and, like, scissor me timbers and
scissor me timbers is what you just said.
They said in the documentary, they were like, the documentaries, they were like, they scissored in front of Sheila or in front of Skylar. And
I'm
like,
sorry, what?
Okay. They said that because it's like,
Dateline said, okay.
No, Dateline didn't say that. It was the documentary I watched with the, like, Anyways, yeah, so okay. They, like, said that.
Alleged scissoring. Okay.
And it was like, oh, wow.
That's such a stupid, like,
but they were word. Afraid she was going to out them. That was, like, possibly one of the motives.
Okay, that is more of a motive to me than, like, I mean, like, being in high school and, like, during that time, I'm sure it was hard to, like, come out. I feel like it's a little bit easier now because, like, the kids now are a lot cooler. But
even that, I feel like every year, Skylar's dad was able to do an impact statement, and he essentially told the girls, because Rachel wrote a letter and she's like, nothing I say will bring her back. And like, Rachel showed a lot of remorse, but he's like, she can sit on her apology. And I was like, so you're telling her to go fuck herself.
I mean, kind of. Yeah. You killed someone over something ridiculous.
And your apology is not going to bring her back.
Yeah.
You feeling bad about it.
Anything you say is not going to do justice to what you did.
So, you know, and what's really sad is Mary's like, I wish we knew the girls better. There's so many signs. We should have known. It's like, no.
How would you know that?
How would you know that? Like, don't, because she felt bad. And I'm like, I was watching it. That's like, Mary, insane. Stop.
And with Skylar being, like, as smart as she was, like, it sounds like the Sheila and Rachel were very manipulative in the way that they handled things.
Mm-hmm.
So if even Skylar's like, yeah, we're best friends, like, it sounds like they were very good at lying and masking their, like, dislike.
The discussion was that, and this is something I heard a lot of discussions, but... And obviously you and me aren't therapists, but they were saying that Sheila was a psychopath because she was like the one helping like put up posters and like crying and stuff like that.
That's so
And Rachel creepy. Had the mental breakdown.
Yeah.
But they were like, and there was just, she was the follower and Sheila was the leader.
What is that called? Follow. What is it? Folded something. It's French.
Yeah.
Oh, that just triggered. My mom watched this Dateline and she was telling me about it. And then I looked it up and then I read the article. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Just like... No, you're fine. It's folie à deux.
Yes. Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
So something really cool has to come out of something this shitty, right?
I would hope.
Okay. So what we were talking about, Amber Alerts.
Okay.
Skylar's law was passed and regardless of if she went willingly or not, they have to issue an Amber Alert.
Oh, yay.
So,
oh, good.
As I'm like, so that's why I didn't say
I
very
mean, not
much.
Like, yay, that, but, like, I'm glad they came up with that new rule because it seems like that should have been a rule.
So I was like, hold on. That's why when you were, like, bitching, I was like, hold on, Danae. I can't tell you. I can't. Like, there were so many parts I couldn't, like, reveal yet because you kind of needed to know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Skylar's Law was passed, and Skylar's Law is just them, like, passing a law that, like, regardless of if they went willingly or not, they're minors. They
yeah,
need to...
They're,
yes.
Yeah.
So regardless of if they went willingly, Skylar's Law was passed.
Well, I'm glad that law got passed because that seems like a
no-brainer.
Like, you can't just be like, well, it's not technically this, so we're not going to put an alert out. There should be some alert.
Absolutely. And something that really made me sad, I mean, the whole thing made me really sad, but like, Morgan in her interview was like, they didn't only kill a future bride, they killed my future bridesmaid and stuff like that. And she's like,
aww.
And they interviewed her like, I think a year and a half after. It was in 2014. This happened in 2012. So that's the story of Skylar Niece and her unfortunate early demise that she did not deserve in any way, shape, or form.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucked up.
You know, it's really sad. But I'm glad something good came out of it.
Yeah. And if you don't want to be someone's friend, just don't be their friend.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's tragic as fuck.
Yeah. So I do want to mention Face of Horror is still... I found out it's going to go till the end of November.
Oh, really? Oh, so we've got plenty of time to vote every day then.
Well.
So they're doing different rounds though.
Right now, this current, it is end of September. Also, the autumn equinox happens at 12:50 tonight.
Is it tonight? I thought it was the 23rd.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the 23rd technically. 12:30 or 12:50 will be the 23rd. So that's the autumn equinox. So I'm just saying the time. But yeah, so I actually made it to the round of the top 15. And then it goes to the top 10, the top 5. And this is weekly. However, what I didn't know is they have groups.
Groups of what?
Groups of people. So the number ones will compete against each other in the final round.
Like in regions or something?
I don't know how they pick it out. But yeah, okay. So I'm not the only number one. I'm number one right as of right now. But when they go down to the number ones, the votes start over again.
Oh, okay. So keep voting, everyone.
Yes, please keep voting.
Keep doing your free daily vote.
I want to be the face of horror, even though my mom says I'm too wholesome looking. And I'm like, rude.
I think she's just missing the point of what it is.
I think she is. I actually am able to vote right now.
Oh, you can vote for yourself now?
Well, I thought no, it wasn't you, allowing free you votes, to. You can. Free votes, you can. Oh, you can't pay for votes, which okay. I have not.
Gotcha.
But yeah, like you can do a free vote. I'm currently first. But please keep voting because that would be so much fun. And I get a trip to Hollywood and you should come. Anyways.
It would be rad. Keep voting.
I don't know what time it is.
We'll post the link. We should post that often on our Instagram.
I will. Yeah. It's on our Instagram. The link, you'll just have to copy and paste it. It's super easy. But yeah, please vote if you feel kind and you want to pay for votes. It goes to B Plus Foundation, which actually is helpful to kids with pediatric cancer. So your votes aren't just votes. You like are actually donating to a foundation that helps kids with pediatric cancer. And I love that because I was telling Keith about that. I was like, you know, even if I don't win, like you're because he bought votes and so did Steven.
Yeah.
And so did Kleb, which was so nice. And your mom did, too. And I was like, well, even if I don't win,
that's money
not,
donated.
You're
that's
not wasting so cool. money.
Yeah.
Like you're it's actually going to something which would, you know, makes you feel good. So, yeah, please vote. And our Instagram, we actually post pictures. I like act like it's new. We post pictures of like the victims and, you know, stuff you need to know for the crime. So please go check out our Instagram. It's Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
You can also email us if you want to tell us a recommendation or if you want to say hi. Or
we're never going to be upset unless you're like, hey, go fuck yourself. Like, I'll be like, all right, I'll rude. Consider it. Thank you.
But you can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Yeah. And if you ever want to send us a story too, like one day, maybe we'll do listener episodes.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. But yeah, we also have a TikTok too. We have a website.
Yeah. So literally like everything is Mysterious Mavens Pod. So
we kept it easy.
Give us a goog.
Because we give us a goog.
And you'll find us.
I love it. I love it. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.